I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Hickey and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Today's show at Radio Row brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness and the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders. We're Radio Row, obviously. You probably hear that noise. I don't know what the heck's going on here. Somebody that didn't get invited to the Final Four.
Sounds like bongos, man. Having
isn't
a party
happy.
Around us.
Well, listen, we are joined by Andy Enfeld, who is the head coach of USC. First, let's welcome aboard. Coach, how are you feeling today, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
You're okay? Now, I'll tell you, as much as you've been at USC now for a couple of years, but to me, I still think the first thing I think of, you guys running a layup line against Georgetown when you were with Florida Gulf Coast, that obviously propelled you to the national spotlight. Does it feel that long ago? 2013, man.
5 years. It's amazing. Time flies. But we were so proud of our players at Florida Gulf Coast, what they accomplished. Just terrific basketball players. They came together at the team at the right time. And now at USC for 5 years. And we run the same style system. And we have great players at USC now. So it's been a fun ride.
You do.
It took you a couple of years. You look at the record over the first couple of years. It was a struggle for you. But then it flipped almost immediately. We had 21 games. And then obviously this past season, where you unfortunately didn't make it to the tournament, what was the difference at USC that you were able to bring? Was it just a different feel, a new energy? What was it?
Well, first thing you have to do is hire a great coaching staff, and we've had that at USC and at Florida Gulf Coast. So Jason Hart's been with us 5 years. Chris Kapko are still there. Kevin Norris, Tony Bland we hired initially. So they did a great job of changing the culture of the program. We went on a recruiting trail and tried to get players that fit our system and style. And Jordan McLaughlin, Elijah Stewart, our first recruits, are now graduating. It's amazing what those kids have accomplished. As you said, we were two straight NCAA tournaments. This year we did not make it, unfortunately, but we have 71 wins over the last 3 years. So when you go into a new program, that first year or two, if you have to rebuild, you have to have a vision in place, and our staff and players did a terrific job.
And let's get to that non-invite here. I mean, I know you guys weren't thrilled about that. 24. I know the Pac-12 also was down this year. Maybe you would disagree with that. But the national, you know, before we even get to your first reaction to not getting invited to the NCAA tournament, the Pac-12, the general perception is that it was down. Would you concur with that? What was your view on the conference this season?
I think it was different than last year. Last year, Oregon, UCLA, and Arizona were all ranked in the top 10, and we were ranked as well. So four teams went to the NCAA tournament last year. We won two games in the NCAA tournament last year. However, it was very top-heavy as far as a national perspective. This year, it was much deeper. We didn't have the top teams ranked in the top 15, 20 of the country like we did last year, but it was much deeper this year. There were a lot of good teams throughout. In fact, Arizona State, who was ninth in our league, did get invited to go to the NCAA tournament. So if you take the ninth place team in our league, what about the second, third, fourth, fifth place teams that are probably pretty good? So, I would say the league was deeper this year. But we had 14 draft picks in the league last season. So to say the Pac-12 is – we've had more NBA draft picks the last 5 years than any league in the country. So the Pac-12 is an exceptional basketball league.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about this season, though, because a lot of people will position it as a fault of the FBI investigation. Obviously, we're all aware of. Do you feel like that had any implication on why you guys were not invited to the NCAA tournament this year?
I can't comment on that. I have no idea what the selection committee decides. All I know is we were second place in a power conference. Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is to be first or second in any league, let alone a Power 5 conference. And then to go to conference championship, and we had 11 wins away from home. Our RPI was 34.
Which almost always gets you in, by the way. Well, actually, it does get you
the
in.
The lowest RPI to never make it was 49 in a power conference. That's 15 spots lower. And we had enough quad 1, quad 2 wins.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, I think every resume has strengths and weaknesses. And I don't think we expected to be a 4 or 5 seed in the tournament, but we certainly felt we earned a spot in the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
And so it was disappointing, but, you know, there are other good teams out there. So right now we're fans and we're watching the Final Four.
Well, I was going to say, I want to ask you that because some coaches, when their season's over, they unplug, right? And they unplug at least from the tournament and they just focus and fixate on what they what they have with their program. Are you able to sit down on the couch and watch these games as a fan that enjoy it and kind of almost through a different prism, through a prism that's not quite you're reflective of the head coach of USC, but just a fan? Can you do that?
Yeah, I enjoy the Final Four here. I think it'll be fun to watch these games and then the championship. It's been a long journey for all four of these teams.
Yeah.
As a program, we're focused on improving our program, giving our players some time off to get away from the coaches, coaching staff, just to take some time off and reboot, so to speak. But in the meantime, we'll watch two great games on Saturday night.
Hey, and by the way, don't bet against the nun there, Andy. Don't bet against the nun. I mean, she's rising 90. What a story, huh? I mean, Loyola of Chicago. Are you kidding me?
Great
did
story.
Did you even know their nickname before the tournament started?
I did not.
Yeah, neither did I.
I don't know if I've even heard of the school, to be honest with you.
Head coach USC Andy Enfield's with us here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio.
Tell us about your newest coach, Coach Mobley. Obviously, we've heard the stories. His kids are high recruits coming out. We know that this type of interaction takes place. But tell us a little bit about him and why he's right for your staff.
Eric Mobley is a terrific family man and a terrific basketball coach. He's just turned 50 years old. He's had great world experience from playing at University of Portland to playing overseas. And really what drew me, recruiting his sons, who I can't discuss because they're still recruits.
Yep.
But while in the recruiting process, to get to know Eric and his family, and to watch him for 2 years, how he interacted with players, his own sons, as well as the AAU and high school level. So to watch him and how he taught and how he interacted with people, that drew me to him because he's just a terrific person.
Yeah.
And that's what we want at USC. And sure, there's a learning curve for all coaches, especially someone that had not coached or has not coached at the collegiate level. But the learning curve, we feel comfortable with our staff. We can help him get up to speed. But he brings some attributes, especially working with big men on our team, that we don't have. And so he's going to be a great addition because of his personality and his expertise.
Yeah, when you go to your athletic director of the program and you say, look, this is what I'm thinking about doing, and you know that there's a crossover because of the recruiting of his sons, what's the response from the athletic department? Do they obviously it's not illegal to do these type of things, but what's their response?
Well, Lynn Swan's our athletic director. Steve Lopes, our associate AD. Lynn's just got there. He's been there 2 years now, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
he understands the value of stability. He understands the value of bringing good people into your organization. And so Eric Mobley is one of those people that will help our program. And at the end of the day, the head coach is responsible for your program, and he's given me the leeway and Steve as well to run our program the best way we can.
And it's Lynn Swan, so nobody's saying anything to him anyways.
Yeah, right. You know, here's the thing, though. I am going to be a little cynical with this year, Coach, and I said this during our show, so I certainly would be remiss if I didn't say it with you sitting a couple of feet away from us here. That's how we do our show, and I want to be respectful in that regard. It's clearly not illegal, and you're not circumventing any rules, as Tiki said here, but it feels dirty to me. And not just you. I mean, I saw this at Seton Hall with Isaiah Whitehead, and his coach comes in. Whitehead goes to the NBA, his coach leaves. And, you know, I am a little cynical, having been around the college game for a long time, because every time I see this, almost always when the players that come in with the coach leave, the coach then leaves. And it just seems, I want to stop short of the word unethical, but it just seems, I don't know, it just seems a little shady. I've always thought that. Why am I wrong? Where am I wrong?
Well, I think we're hiring Eric Mobley for the long term. We believe in him as a person and what he can provide and help our program. Secondly, opportunities are given to everybody in life. And what your background is, there's a lot of different ways to get to where you go in life. And I'm going to ask you two. You're a baseball player. You're a football player. Mm-hmm. Were you an announcer for CBS before CBS hired you?
No.
Of course not. So
no.
So you were given this opportunity to get where you are based on your background. And we're providing an opportunity for Eric and any other of our coaches that we hire. And I was given that opportunity as well. I had never been a college coach when Leonard Hamilton hired me at Florida State. And I'm very appreciative that he gave me that opportunity. So you can take a look in this convention center, and you can go, and there's stories around here how people were given their opportunity, and you two are prime examples of that.
No, you're right. Look at him. I love it. Look at him. Hey, Coach, good job there, hey, Andy.
He flip it around. It's right, though.
That's what he does.
I didn't study broadcasting in college. I was a geek in college, yet here I am for the last decade as a broadcaster. You know, when I think about USC and what the journey that you guys have been on for the last 3 or 4 years, what's your message now to this team? A lot of them are maybe move on, but some of them are coming back. Is this motivation, missing the tournament, the way that it did? It felt, I mean, all the stats you just gave us about your RPI and everything else and the road wins, and you should have been in, but you weren't. How do you use that for next season?
Well, there's no motivation because Jordan McLaughlin, Elijah Stewart, Chimezie Metu are going to go to the NBA, yeah. and so they're gone. They set the school record for wins last year, 26, won 24 this year, 3 years ago. We went to the tournament for the first time with 21 wins, won 71 games over 3 years. So we're going to appreciate what those players have meant to our program, how we came together, what they've accomplished. But as far as the future, now there's an opportunity for our younger players and the freshmen we're bringing in to reestablish and give stability to our program and get it to a place we haven't been to before. So yep. There is a motivation in the sense that, hey, we've won 71 games the last 3 years, been to two and almost three straight NCAA tournaments. Well, let's keep going in this, and where is this going to take us? And the players on our roster for next year are the guys that have to get us
going. Does that motivate you, though?
Does
it upset you? Does it make you – you know what I mean? Like, you get – I don't know how to quite express it, but it just makes you want to work harder, I guess.
The NCAA selection committee made their decision. We are not going to change that. We're very upset. We don't think it was right. We thought we deserved, and we earned a spot in the tournament. However, moving forward, we don't think about that on a daily basis. We show up every day like we have the last 5 years.
We
moved on, and what motivates us is to be the best basketball program we can be.
Yeah. Andy, before I let you go, Andy Enfeld is here, USC head coach. Trojans, a big season, and as you can tell by the tone of the interview, Teke and I both believe that the Trojans should have been into the big dance here. All the metrics back that up. It is what it is. But you mentioned Lynn Swann before, and just knowing how athletic departments work, I know that at some point you bumped into Sam Darnold a little bit, got to know him a little bit. We talk about Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen and, of course, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. I mean, all these players that are going to go within the maybe top 10, 12 picks. I'm not going to ask you to break down his football tape, but what is he like as a young man just walking across campus? How good of a kid is he?
Well, Sam's very humble, great student, and just an unbelievable football player. So when you watch him, everyone says, well, this guy's a better passer, this guy's a better runner, this guy's a better play. But you know what? Sam Darnold is a winner.
Yeah.
A lot like the kid De'Anthony Melton we had, who's going to be drafted, didn't play a game for us in the basketball team this year. When you have a guy that is a winner, he's going to have a great NFL career.
And it doesn't hurt when you're 6'3 and a half and 225 pounds and run a 4.740
right.
And have a rocket for an arm, and you're a good kid. That just completes the whole package, right, Andy?
Cleveland goes check. Okay, we're taking.
He's going first. Andy, good to see you. Great to have you back on as a Trojan for
the
first time.
Appreciate it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.